Welcome to MTSU on the Record. I'm Jenna Logue, and we're coming to you from the campus of Middle Tennessee State University in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, and the studios of WMOT-FM. A group of people who met as MTSU students now call themselves the Slapdab Theater Company. Based in New York City, the Slapdab Theater Company aspires to perform the works of Southern playwrights. The founder is William Shannon Bain, a Mississippi native who studied theater at MTSU. He moved to New York after touring with the national tour of Hero the Rock Opera and receiving a 2005 Dove Award nomination. After starring in off-Broadway productions, Bain worked as a private school music teacher for 2 years before starting Slapdab. The South goes north and takes on the Big Apple after we hear from MTSUnews.com.
Here are some of the stories now on MTSUnews.com, the university's news and information website. An MTSU history class made university history March 10th through 24th by traveling to Vietnam for the first time. Dr. Derek Frisbee and his students of the Public Memory and the Vietnam War class took a boat ride on the Mekong River, examined crucial battle sites of the 1968 Tet Offensive, and gained insight along the way from veterans of the Vietnam War. To read Jenna Logue's blog from Vietnam, go to mtsunews.com/Vietnam, visit 2013. And six outstanding journalists make up the inaugural class of the new Tennessee Journalism Hall of Fame at MTSU. The induction ceremony will be held at 3 p.m. Friday, April 26th at Murphy Center. For MTSU News at any time, go to mtsunews.com.
Now live on the phone with us from New York City is Shannon Bain, founder of the Slapdab Theater Company. Thanks for being with us today, Shannon.
Thank you for having us. We're so excited.
Listen, tell us about the moment of inspiration that led you to forming the Slapdab Theater Company.
Well, I came to New York after I finished school in 04 to do theater, and I did a little bit, did some off-Broadway, and got tempted by a day job, so I did teach school for a couple of years and loved that. That was really on my bucket list to teach, and I love it and may go back to that another time, but I was sitting in Once, the musical on Broadway, and was just so inspired by that show and reminded why I came to New York to do what I came to New York to do in the first place. I'm like, I got to get back. I got to give it one more college try. And so that's where the epiphany happens. I actually went to a show earlier that year and saw a group of actors doing short plays, and they were working together as a troupe, and I was like, I could do that. I have so many friends here in the city, and a lot of them are Tennesseans, and when we get in the room together, there's this palpable power of shared experiences and common goals, and I was like, I just want to tap into that, and that's how all that came about.
And speaking of the old college try, can you tell us a little bit about some of the MTSU people involved and how you all got together in college?
Yeah, well, as I was putting together my notes to talk to you today, I knew there was a lot of MTSU people involved in this project, but when I started writing it on paper, I'm like, wow, there is so much MTSU on this project that we're doing. It's really exciting. Over half of the plays that we're doing were written by MTSU students. Crosby Hunt, who is a MTSU professor, is going to write the opening monologue and opening prologue, and then he's going to do the epilogue at the end and tie all the plays together. I had kind of a little bit of angst about how to tie all these plays together, and I was talking to Crosby, and he is such an amazing writer, and he is going to tie things together in the way only Crosby can do, because he's just such a brilliant writer, and so excited to see how he does that. He's also performing as well, so a college professor who writes under a pseudonym wrote one of the plays that we're doing, and then like I said, five out of the eight plays were written by MTSU students. And the directors, three or four of those are from MTSU. And we had a great turnout of MTSU students to act as well. So very, very excited.
You started raising money for SlapDab on Kickstarter.com. How much did you need and how much did you raise?
I'd seen Kickstarter used by music artists and writers, and I kind of knew about it on the periphery. I didn't know a whole lot about it. But when I started brainstorming ways to raise money, I'll give it a try. And I set the goal really small. To do a theater show, you need a good deal of money, but I wanted to be realistic. Kickstarter suggests that you only do it for 30 days. You can do 60, but they suggest 30. So I kept the goal pretty low, and I set a goal of $1,500, and when all was said and done, we raised like $1,600 in 30 days. So that was very exciting. People as far back in my past as my 7th grade choral teacher gave to the project. A lot of MTSU students gave to the project, and just people from all walks of life and different it was just amazing to have such an amazing outpouring of monetary gifts to our project.
Where are you housed in New York? Where do you rehearse and where do you perform?
This is our first show. We do not have a theater of our own yet. We are renting from the Tank Theater, and it's in an amazing location. It's on 46th Street, so it's right in the middle of Times Square, and that's going to be really, really cool. So people will have an easy place to get to see our first show. So, yeah, we don't have our own space. That is on the horizon, I hope, but for right now, we're renting in the city.
Are you going to be trying more fundraising efforts? $1,600 is a good start, but it sounds like you're going to need a lot more for a theater company in New York.
Absolutely. I know out there in radio land are people just sitting on money wondering what they're going to do with it, and we have a wonderful way for you to use that money. We are celebrating Southern playwrights and giving opportunity to not only Southern actors and technicians and artists of all kinds, people from all over the world, really. But we have a way for you to plug in and give if you want to do that. We would be very, very excited to receive that and thankful.
Okay, how do you go about it?
Well, on the website that is launching in the next few days is going to be there's going to be a place where you can click on it to support us, and it'll give you an opportunity to do that.
Okay.
And we may do another Kickstarter down the road, but right now you can go to that place on our website and give, and we would be most thankful.
Okay, when you get the website up, just send me an email to let me know what the address is, what the link is.
And yeah, I can tell you the address. The address is www.slapdabtheater.com. And you spell theater the old-fashioned way, T-H-E-A-T-R-E.
We'll have more with Shannon Bain, and we'll talk more about theater in New York, and particularly Southern plays and playwrights. This is MTSU on the Record.
The Army ROTC College Program at MTSU prepares students mentally, physically, and emotionally to become leaders and promotes virtues of duty, honor, country. ROTC cadets are involved in all academic disciplines, athletics, and student organizations at MTSU. Full scholarships and tuition assistance are awarded based on merit. All cadets upon graduation will serve their country as second lieutenants either in the Army, Army Reserve, or Army National Guard. For all the latest MTSU news and information, go to mtsunews.com.
MTSU alumnus Shannon Bain is on the phone with us from New York City. He's the founder of the SlapDab Theater Company, founded by other MTSU alums for the love of the stage. Shannon, what made you think that a fledgling theater company could succeed in this economy when even some big Broadway productions really struggle to find an audience?
Blind ignorance, I guess. So, yeah, I'm pretty ambitious, and I know it's a hard time to start a theater company, and but I also know in these hard times that people they need escape and ways to just for a couple hours not think about the craziness that's going on, and theater is such an amazing way to do that.
Now, what is the Tennessee Project? Can you describe it to me?
Absolutely. The Tennessee Project will feature 8 10-minute plays written by Tennesseans, and it will also feature live music by Nashville's own Dirty Proper. Natalie Alvin and Trey Call, both are MTSU alumni, are a part of that band, and they are coming up, and they're going to do a little bit of pre-show music, and then they are also going to tie each play together with little snippets of classic country songs. So we're really, really excited about that. And then the band will probably play an intermission and then a little bit at the end as well. And, again, there's 8 plays written by, of course, 8 different playwrights. And there'll be 8 different directors for all of those. And it varies from comedy to serious. One of the plays we did was written by Anna Gorish. And it went on to the American ACTF Festival in Washington, D.C., and won the 10-minute play festival award. So we're excited to do that one. We're doing a play by Nate Epler, who is a Nashville staple. He writes some amazing plays. He has an organization in Nashville for 10-minute plays. And we have Jerry Dye from Memphis. He heads up Voices of the South, I believe. And he wrote one of the plays. I think I mentioned earlier that one of MTSU's college professors wrote a play that we're doing. One night just reached out via email to college professors all over the country. I just blindly wrote every theater professor I could find online and asked them if they knew of students in the city that were looking for a place to plug in, if they knew of students that wrote plays. And I was so inspired by the outpouring of response I got from college professors, from professors that had students presently that they wanted to tell me about and to send their plays to me, but also professors that had me reach out to students that they don't even have anymore that may live in New York City. And out of that outreach that I did, I got 2 guys who are actually directing 2 of the plays. And I'm so excited about the community that we're creating. And just so fun to see those teachers help me and for them to champion for these students. Some that they have now and some they don't even have at all, but just the love that they still have for those students. And I had a teacher tell me, reach out to them. New York is such a hard place. And that's just been really, really exciting to see. It really does take a village to do a theater show, and one person cannot do it. It's such a collaborative thing, and it's really, really exciting to watch.
How did the tryouts go?
It was amazing. It was amazing. We did 2 days. We rented out a studio space in it's in the Garment District, right off Times Square, and we had 100 or so people come out. It was wonderful. People I knew, people I didn't know, people I had no idea how they heard about us, and it was just great. It was really, really fun. We saw some incredible talent. I'm really glad I'm not directing, because I don't know how they're going to pick the actors out of so many talented people that came out, but it's going to be wonderful.
How many people do you ultimately need for onstage roles for the Tennessee Project?
I haven't counted them, but none of them are huge casts. I think 5 at most, and one of the plays is the biggest cast. Most of them are small, intimate works with 2 or 3 people in them. So total 20, 25 actors probably.
Would you also be thinking of over time, as slap dab becomes more and more established, interpreting the works of established Southern playwrights like Tennessee Williams, Beth Henley, William Ury.
Absolutely. They're on my list, actually. Yeah, I was jotting some things down in case you asked me about some playwrights that inspired me. Yeah, Horton Foote, Lillian Hellman. Yeah, absolutely. Would love to do established works. I want to do a mixture of old and new.
Were you ever concerned that some might say restricting yourself to a Southern motif might be somewhat limiting in a creative sense?
No, we're not limiting it subject matter-wise when it comes to plays. The only stipulation is that the writer be from the South. Out of the 8 plays that we're doing, I think only 2 of them are actually set in the South. We have a play about Batman and Superman, and that's definitely not set in the South. So the only limit is that the writers be from Tennessee or have from the South, and or have a connection to the South. But no, I don't think that's limiting, because we're not limiting it subject-wise, just the writers.
What unique qualities are there about the South, do you think, causes it to spawn such massive amounts of creative theatrical talent?
I think in the South we are storytellers. I think we love to tell stories. I think that's a huge reason that playwrights flourish.
Tell me about your professors at MTSU. You mentioned Crosby, Hunt, and others, and how they motivated you and what they taught you.
Deborah Anderson is a huge mentor in my life, and actually, I'm part of their family now. They actually were here for the holidays, and I did not go home, so I spent the holidays with Deborah and Crosby and Ian and Susie and Lucas, and so I've kind of become part of the family. I did many, many shows with Deborah. She was my acting teacher, my directing teacher, and I did some work with Crosby as well. He directed. Ian, when he was like 7 years old, was in Tommy with us on stage at MTSU. He played Little Tommy, and if you know anything about that play, I was Uncle Ernie, and I was not very nice to little Ian. So now he's 6'4", and he would kick my tail if I tried to do what I did to him in that play. Now he is actually directing one of the plays, so that's funny how life comes for a full circle. And so that's kind of a fun thing to watch him grow up and now work with him here in New York City.
We'll have more with Shannon Bain, founder of the Slapdab Theater Company, in just a moment. This is MTSU on the Record.
The Tennessee Early Childhood Training Alliance, or TECTA, works to improve the quality of child care in Tennessee by establishing a statewide training and professional recognition system. Through TECTA, child care providers may be eligible for free orientation training, tuition support for early childhood academic courses, and networking opportunities, as well as other services. For all the latest MTSU news and information, go to MTSUnews.com.
From New York, via telephone, Shannon Bain is our guest today on MTSU on the Record. We're talking about the theater group he founded, the Slapdab Theater Company, which includes other MTSU alumni in addition to Mr. Bain. Tell me a little bit about what the theater department at MTSU is like, and why you were able to get such a beneficial experience out of it.
Theater is all about community. It takes so many people to do a production, so many people with so many different talents. And so I think that's one of the biggest things I learned at MTSU was to collaborate and to play off other people and to draw from other people's strengths. And as I put this theater company together, I've had to pull people from all different creative places that can do things that I couldn't imagine doing, and I think that's a huge lesson you can learn in theater. It just can play out in every area of your life. You can't do something by yourself. It's all about pulling together. And I kind of see things in pictures sometimes. I think about a quilt or quilting in the South, and how people who do that art take scraps of fabric and they sew it all together. And separately, the pieces of fabric are fine and they're pretty, but you put it all together and you have this gorgeous piece of art. And I kind of see theater like that, just taking a bunch of different people with a bunch of different talents and strengths and building something beautiful.
Did you feel at MTSU that you could give full rein to the creative expressiveness that you wanted to put forth, as opposed to having to restrict yourself to a structure with lots of rigid rules? Did you have the flexibility that you needed to experiment, to go in different directions?
Oh, absolutely. I acted, and because I sang, I did some musicals, but I also was stretched to direct. I directed some pieces. I actually got to direct at the Center for the Arts, and I got that gig because I was at MTSU in the program, and I kind of delved a little bit into playwriting, just a little bit of everything. And of course, studying under Steve Jones, I learned a little bit about the tech side of theater, not enough. I wish that I had paid attention better. that would help me a lot in what I'm doing now. But I pull people that can do that to do that for me. But I wish I had paid better attention to Steve Jones. If you're listening, Steve Jones, I apologize. I didn't listen better. And I got to do a lot of things. Deborah Anderson did a lot of the plays I directed, and she was very good about giving you freedom on stage to trust you as an actor, and she gave you enough direction, and she nudged you the way she wanted you to go, but she did give you lots of freedom to express yourself, and if it worked, cool. If it didn't, she would tell you. I felt lots of creative freedom at MTSU, and just learned a million things that I am thankful that I know today, because it's coming in handy.
If you had to choose one aspect of the theater business, whether it be acting, directing, playwriting, what do you think would be your favorite?
That's hard. Producing is new for me, and that's what I'm doing now. So I'll get back with you. And
we'll find out in a few years from now how you like producing, right?
I'll get back with you on that one. I texted somebody yesterday, I was like, this is kicking my tail.